AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you think?
The Mueller report is completed and submitted, and that President Trump doesn't need to be impeached by any means.
That's Doug Sawicki, a Republican in St. Francis, Wisconsin, who says he's glad lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller's report is finished and found no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the election. But Joy Owens in Belmont, North Carolina, is not happy.
I cannot believe that of all the other convictions that are happening about this, that Trump is going to be scot-free.
The special counsel's report did not reach a conclusion about obstruction of justice, according to Attorney General William Barr, who sent a summary of Mueller's conclusions to Congress. President Trump, though, is claiming victory.
After 2 years of investigations that have dogged his presidency,
it was a complete and total exoneration.
The president again saying there was no collusion and no obstruction of justice. Attorney General William Barr's summary states Special Counsel Bob Mueller found no evidence the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia, but Mueller did not clear the president of obstruction. Barr, though, says there's not enough evidence to prove obstruction. Democrats say that's not good enough and are demanding to see Mueller's full report. Sagar Magani, Washington.
How safe are breast implants? Millions of women have them. Today, medical experts meeting in the Washington area will discuss their safety. Recently, experts confirmed a link between the implants and a rare form of cancer. The flooding in the Midwest has left three people dead, the search continuing now for two other men missing near Mitchell, South Dakota, after a garbage truck went into a flooded river. Today, Apple is expected to announce it's launching its own video service. This is AP Radio News. Is there a recession in our future?
The National Association for Business Economics' latest survey finds economists project growth will throttle back to 2.4% this year and just 2% in 2020. Those numbers represent a significant drop from their previous forecast and are much lower than the Trump administration's projection of growth above 3% this year. Among the key breaks on growth, the survey cites a global economic slowdown and the ongoing trade conflicts between the Trump administration and several major trading partners. Still, the NABE economists say a recession remains unlikely anytime soon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The average price of regular grade gasoline shot up 16 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.66. The highest price is in the San Francisco area, $3.48 a gallon. The lowest, $2.29 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.